This is Twit.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy, 8888. Ask Leo the phone number. On we go with the show. Alexander in Los Angeles. Hello, Alexander.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. One of the reasons I'm good is I use a piece of software that you may know about, and if you don't, I'll bet you're going to love it. It's called FakeSpot.
FakeSpot? I do not know about it.
You've got to know about it because I have it in my browser. It's completely safe, and the reason I use it is you brought up, and you bring up a lot, reviews on Amazon.
Yes.
And of course, you've got the fake reviews. You've got the reviews that are being written by competitors, by this sweatshop, wherever they have people writing fake reviews. This is a great algorithmic software. It's free. You go to fakespot.com, as you'll look now. And I have it in my browser, so if I'm getting something, anything, I always check, and 99% of the time, it can do an algorithm for
awesome.
A bunch of things that come up for you that say, hey, that review is possibly not really what it looks like.
Now, I see it says offers in-app purchases. Is it free, or does it cost money to use?
Free.
It's okay.
Free. I've never paid a thing for it, and I have it up on my browser, and it's a little icon, and then once you're in Amazon, the thing you do is you go to Amazon, you want to buy something, you click on reviews, and now you're looking at people's reviews in Amazon. You're like, oh my god, this thing's being raved about, or you go to that thing where, you know, you start the worst reviews first, and I like to do that, or the latest reviews first.
Yep.
But if there aren't, or even if there are just hundreds of reviews, or just a few. You hit the FakeSpot icon, and it just says, hold on, I'm going to do an algorithmic study of those reviews. And in seconds, and by the way, it works beyond Amazon. It works for, I think, a bunch of others. You're probably reading it right now.
I am trying it on Amazon as we speak. I installed the Chrome extension because that's the easiest way for me to use it.
Yeah.
And I'm running it. So it says, thank you for using FakeSpot. You can analyze this page. So I'm running it on the reviews for these Wolverine.
Perfect.
Super 8 scanner, because somebody was curious about this.
Exactly.
And it still gives it a very good grade. This is good. You can trust reviews of this product. That's good.
And on the left side, it'll say what tells it to give it that grade.
Yeah.
So it's going to go, okay. It does a dumb thing where it tells you, oh, it uses this. The word film was used over and over again. Well, that's a duh, Ralph. But the
It says our analysis detected over 90% high quality reviews. This is fascinating the way that they're doing it.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I really like this. Yeah. FakeSpot.com. It'd probably be most useful, not so much on Amazon, which is, I think, cracked down quite a bit on bad reviews, but Yelp, which is kind of always an issue.
Yelp too.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Hey, thank you for the tip. That's a great one. Thank you.
Yeah, I use it on Amazon all the time. Have a great one. Thanks.
You too. Take
Love
care.
The show.
Thanks, Alex. See ya.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Now, here's the only thing I would say. Why is it free? Why is it free? Maybe the person who wrote this is a humanitarian, is an altruist, and just says, you know, the world needs this. I'm going to do it. They put a lot of effort into it, and they've got a nice website. They do a lot of analysis. Somebody's, you know, there's paying for considerable amount of cloud computing time, not just for the website, but to do the analysis, because that's all done on a server in the cloud. And so then I rub my chin and I stroke my chin and I say, and this is, by the way, I want you all to do this. And most importantly, I want you to teach kids to do this, because kids are naturally trusting, right? They don't realize that there are bad people out there, greedy people. But it's a good question to ask when something's free. Well, how, especially because, and maybe this is one of the most important things to understand, is this stuff costs money. Then nobody has a website like this and a service like this, then they're not paying a lot of money, hundreds of dollars a day, maybe more. So is it just somebody with deep pockets who says, yeah, you know what, this is such an important, and this could be, it could be, I don't want to sound cynical. This is such an important thing to do that I'm going to give this away. Or is there something they're getting out of it? And my guess is that when you install this extension and you run it on stuff, it's probably looking at every page you go to. And that has some value. So the first thing, if before you install one of these things, you should do is read the privacy policy. Now, it is possible that the privacy policy is not accurate. But thank goodness there's the in Europe, and I have mixed feelings about it, but there's the General Data Protection Regulation in Europe, GDPR. And there are, in the United States, similar legal protections like the Federal Trade Commission that do penalize lies in privacy statements. However, they got to catch you. But I think usually you can see. So let's just see here. What they do. When you use our service, we automatically collect the following information about you. Your device information, which includes but is not limited to information about your web browser, IP address, time zone, and, oh, this is an interesting one, some of the cookies that are installed on your device. That's probably, in all likelihood, that information is collected to uniquely identify you. To put a cookie that says, you know, they don't know I'm Leo Laporte, I'm 137-495-272-2104, but that's a unique identifier. And a lot of services will do that because then the information they collect can be aggregated against that personality. And sometimes if services work together, they can maybe even figure out who you are. So there's that. Individual web pages or products that you view, they collect that. What websites or search terms referred to you to the service, and information about how you interact with the service. Well, they have to do that, right? Otherwise, they can't analyze the reviews. But they don't say limited to websites you're buying things at. So they are collecting information. Now, who are they? How do they use this? Well, do they, for instance, share your personal information? Oh, we share your personal information with third parties to help us use your personal information as described above. I don't know. Finally, we also may share your personal information to comply with applicable laws. That's all normal. As described above, we use your personal information to provide you with targeted advertisements or marketing communications. There you go. We now have found the smoking gun. How do they make money? Well, when you use their service, you put a extension in your browser, and every page you go to, every product you look at is recorded, and then they can use that to targeted ads or marketing communications. That makes sense. That makes sense. You can opt out of targeted advertising. That's good. Please note, we do not, this is important, alter our service data collection and practices when we see a do not track signal from your browser. They're saying we do not honor do not track. That's a big deal. If you're using do not track, and if you know about do not track, most modern browsers will say, please don't track me. Chrome doesn't, but Firefox does. Please don't track me. They don't honor that. So I think you see the point here. Something's free. There's a reason. How are they making money? And are you okay with that? I'm not saying this is bad. I'm just saying, are you okay with that? Are you willing to make that trade? That's a lesson I think everybody needs to learn, especially young people who are very trusting, right? But interestingly, young people care a lot about their privacy. They ought to. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. More calls right after this.